There's no charge for making submissions to the show, and no amount of money can buy you an audition or a booking. So be wary of anyone who seems suspicious. For example, don't trust anyone who claims to be related to me named Raoul McMahon. All right? Be suspicious of anyone who comes up to you and says they're a talent scout and they're dressed like a Viking. Watch out for that. Now, all of our talent scouts always dress up as shepherds. Whenever you see one, it'll be a shepherd. Now, be very cautious of anyone who asks you to audition with a monkey.
Good morning, Ed McMahon, and our
Good morning, Pat.
Los
How are
Angeles
you?
Bureau. Well, and thank you. Ed, is it important for a young contestant to win on Star Search, or is just being on terrific exposure?
I got last night a newsletter that I've asked for all along. It's called the Star Search Alumni, and all the people that are on it are already getting work. In other words, you don't have to win to get work. For example, Frank Sinatra never won Major Bowls. He was on four times, he never won. Anne Margaret came in second. Paul Anka came in second. And it's just a question of being on the air, being in that kind of arena that you're seen on national television, and you do well. It doesn't make a difference whether you win or not. You're still on the air and doing well, and they find jobs, which is wonderful.
Ed, is it tougher for the young and talented person today to get that big break, and tougher than, say, in Frank Sinatra's day?
Well, you know, in the old days, if you remember Major Bowes or Arthur Godfrey, the poor little girl stood in front of a curtain with two spotlights on her and she sang her song. We now do sophisticated staging. We have a great orchestration. We have great lighting. The woman moves across the stage, back and forth, whatever. So the competition is more sophisticated in its ability to perform. But again, that's going to happen all the time. And it was when I started to be in this business, there were enough people around that wanted to be into the business that it was tough to get into. It's still tough. Now there's schools where you can learn to be what I do, learn to become me. There weren't schools when I started, and because of that, the competition's a little better, but there's still opportunities, there's still work, there's still things to do.
Were you ever in a talent contest as a kid?
Yes, I was.
You really? Yes.
I came in second. I didn't win.
Where was this?
It was in Lowell, Massachusetts at my high school, and a local radio station ran a contest, and I was beaten out by a guy named Ray Goulding, who went on to become part of Bob and Ray. Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding, or Bob and Ray, and he got the job, and he was so good he moved on to Boston, and he hooked up with Bob Elliott and became that great team. And they remembered me, that I came in second, and I got the job.
That's wonderful. If a young person out there with talent wants to be on Star Search, what's the first step? And, also say they have to be very realistic about the range of their talent?
Well, I don't know how many people we've had on Star Search. I should know that number. We've looked at 20,000 pieces of talent. The first thing is to write to the box office number that's on, you know, on the show, and then they send a tape in, and we look at the tape. If we like them, then we bring somebody in for an audition. We have a team in New York, we have a team in L.A., that a roaming team. They go to Chicago, they go to Atlanta, they go to San Francisco, San Diego, and we look at them in person and see if they're any good, and then they get on the show and they start to compete.
20,000, that's an enormous number, and
yes.
From 20,000, can you remember what percentage of that gets on the show?
Well, that's what I don't know that number, Pat, unfortunately, but, you know, every week we have a challenger and a champion. Mm-hmm. Some of our champions, like Sam Harris, stayed on for 13 weeks. We have a young lady in our spokesmodel category that's been on for like 7 weeks
so
and winning all the time.
That is terrific exposure. Just on your, just to ask Ed McMahon a personal question for a moment, if and when Mr. Carson leaves The Tonight Show, would you still be interested in doing the show, Ed?
You mean Star Search or The Tonight
Show? No, doing The Tonight Show.
Oh, no, I leave. It's in my contract. He picks up his pencils, I get my cup, and we split.
Is that right?
Together.
He goes, you go.
I go the same minute, yeah.
Well, we wish you all a belated Happy New Year, and much luck with Star Search, and particularly to all those young and talented people out there who will be on it.
Thank you, Pat.
Ed.
My best to Bill and Diane. Thank you.
Thank you.